We here at WSHIT were just heartbroken to learn of the death of Mr. Fruzzy Frigglesocks. Fruzzy Frigglesocks was, of course, our station manager's lovely, lovely Pekingese dog that would often come to work and stay for hours on end. He was known to eat anything in sight, shit on the floor, and occasionally bark at nothing at all. He will be sorely missed. We now go live to the entirely unnecessary memorial service being held at City Hall for Mr. Fruggy Frizzlesocks. Let's go live as Darren Crahill, local famed singer, performs his version of Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah for Mr. Fruggy Frizzlesocks.
Yeah! Major Lee, the baffled key, composing Hallelujah! 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 She tied you to a kitchen chair. She broke a foam and she cut your hair. I'm through. It's not so warm. You see the light. It's a cold. It's a broken. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Ah, Fuzzy Friggles, you will be missed. Into the sweet night you go. We'll be back after this commercial break.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
You guys, you know, if you guys have seen the movie, you guys saw the recent Avengers, and you guys know there was a huge message that was left untold, and I really, really want to know. So maybe I can contact him, you know, get some answers out of him. That'd be pretty forgiving.
Yeah, because he didn't give it away at the billion-dollar movie. He's going to give it to Jester in the gymnasium.
Isn't cool?
So bad. These people like this video. There's like 2 million likes on this video. It's insane. He must have bought those likes. He must have bought those likes. Must have.
Now, for those of you who are new to my channel, and you
how can someone not like our material? And then they go and they watch someone pretending to call Thanos at 3 in the morning in an empty gymnasium, and they like that material.
Right.
What are we doing wrong?
Maybe we need to call Thanos. I'm wondering if people are just like really high or exhausted at 3 a.m. and so they're seeing stuff happen.
True story.
There's a ghost.
I'm wondering if that's when all these ghost hunters, they all have gotten together and agreed.
Quick, back to the nerve center.
Yeah. Back to the nerve center. It's 3 a.m. It's the devil's hour. Yip, yippee! Aw, guys, I'm sorry. Today's show is brought to you by Danny's boss. Danny's boss would like to know if he's really sick or just calling in sick. Because he's hungover.
We might have we hit upon a niche.
I think so. If you would like to micro-sponsor our show, we'll give you a list of both of our listeners. You can see if they're in your target audience.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
That's another episode of The Commercial Break! Another episode. You've been waiting almost 48 hours for that next episode of The Commercial Break, so you can delete it straight from your Spotify. Here it is. Fear no more. My name is Brian Green. This is Kristen Hoadley, and
happy holidays. Almost said Happy New Year.
You almost gotcha. Uh-huh. Almost gotcha. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. We have a great episode of The Commercial Break for you today, so please stay tuned beyond this minute.
Yes, please do.
I was just telling you in the first version of this recording that I just read that Evander Holyfield and some guy named Belfort are going to get together in the decrepit old age of the late 50s. I think Evander Holyfield may be in his 60s. And they are going to go and do a big...
they're going at it?
Yeah, they're going to go at it in the boxing ring.
Okay.
I think it's like seven... If I'm not mistaken, it's... It's going to be seven rounds, seven four-minute rounds, or seven three-minute rounds. These guys, I hope they don't beat the shit out of you. I mean, Evander Holyfield clearly has some brain damage from his earlier years of boxing. He's still pretty sharp, not
Doesn't
as bad.
Doesn't everybody get brain damage from it?
I think it's hard not to.
It has
I'll tell
to
you
be.
A funny story
just
about...
Just getting hit in the head.
Yeah, I'll tell you a funny story about my brain, right? So last night, I'm on like night number 28.
My changing brain.
I want to talk to you about your changing brain. Do you find that you're getting foggier in your old age? Like it's hard to recall things as easy as it was before?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate that. That drives me crazy.
Well, I think we just have more info in the brain.
Yeah, that's
true. I'm going to go with that.
Yeah, yeah, there's more stuff we got to be worried about,
yes.
Right? Okay. So, and I got two kids, and so that's all that's on my mind
right.
23 of the 24 hours out of the day. But the other night, I was on night number 28 of Mia not feeling well,
aww.
Right? And so she's up and up and up, and she's crying and crying, and she's usually a very good sleeper in her own bedroom, but this is just like night after night, and I am the only one in the household that can put her to sleep for whatever reason.
Uh-huh.
She wants daddy to
soothing.
Put her to sleep, to rock her to sleep, and I sing a song to her. Sunny, shut up!
Sunny, shut up!
Sunny, shut up! What a bad song. Go back and listen to the 33P episode and you'll figure out what I'm talking about. But so after like 2 a.m. last night, in frustration, I leave the room and as soon
gave
as
her
I
some whiskey.
Yeah. Oh my God, I wish. I wish that I was that ballsy.
No.
I wish that I didn't fear permanent brain damage from bad alcohol.
I'm
but
kidding.
No, I mean listen, our parents used to do it. We turned out just fine. Or maybe we didn't. I'm not sure.
That is questionable.
Yeah, maybe that's why I'm foggy at age 45. But so I leave the room, and as soon as I pull that door shut,
oh, I'm picturing you like tiptoeing.
Oh my God, I'm doing the whole thing. And then one little noise out of place, and she's like, and the poor girl, like you feel for her, right?
Yes.
Her damn brother's still sleeping in the bed. And he's like, what, 32 years old now or something? I don't know. It's like, he gets to sleep in the room. Why don't I get to sleep in the room? I had to take Nico and put him out in the hallway now because I'm like, I can't deal with you, Nico.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, so I close the door. She whines. It's not like 2 a.m. and I'm in such a frustration.
Mm-hmm.
I take my hands and I smack my head, right?
Yeah.
Like, but hard, like with hard, you know.
Like, yeah.
For the next like 12 minutes, I'm dazed and confused. I'm like, did I just give myself a permanent concussion? I can't see. I'm walking silly. I'm holding Mia and my legs are shaking. It was really weird, actually. And I don't know if I'm just being a hypochondriac.
Maybe it was just exhaustion.
Yeah, maybe it was just exhaustion.
I think it's exhaustion.
But anyway, so Evander Holyfield's going to go beat the shit out of this other guy named Belfort. And the two of them are going to get in the ring. And the crazy part is the promoters have just announced that Donald Trump, 50 Cent, and Snoop Doggy Doggy are going to be the announcers.
Ugh, okay.
I mean,
why not?
Do we have to give any more fuel to this guy? I'm just asking a question.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I think it'll be entertaining at the very least, right?
Yeah, sure.
You're gonna listen to a little
Snoop
bit.
Snoop Dogg is a great commentator. He really is. He did a lot with the Olympics that were pretty fun.
Can't believe he was in the Olympics.
No, he wasn't in the Olympics. He was just
commenting. No, I know he wasn't in the Olympics. I don't know what he qualified for. Best pot brownies, if you don't mind.
He's a big synchronized swimmer.
Best doggy dog. What's that?
He's a big synchronized swimmer.
I like synchronized swimming. That was those outfits are leave nothing to the imagination. Anyway, okay, so Snoop Doggy Doggy, great story. The guy, like, you know, he's a straight up crack dealer, like when he's young.
Yes.
And then he goes to jail, he starts spitting lyrics, and he becomes this media mogul. Overall, mm-hmm. seems like an incredible guy. He gives back, he teaches kids football, he's, you know, he smokes a lot of weed. I mean, that's the one thing that he does do.
That's his thing.
But smoking weed now is just cool. Everyone
right.
does it. Yeah, who doesn't smoke weed,
legal.
Right?
And it's legal.
And it's legal in most states. In some states. It's at least decriminalized. And now he's making out with Martha Stewart or whatever.
Right.
You think those two are sleeping together?
Maybe.
I like to think in my head. Yeah. I like to imagine in my own head.
They're definitely flirtatious.
Oh, yeah. Those two are. I like that. I like that couple. I think that's the power couple of power couples.
They are. They're
two
total
weed-smoking opposites, right?
Mm-hmm.
I could see Martha arranging the doilies. Wow, Snoop Doggy Doggy is downstairs mixing up the next record.
It's just Snoop Doggy Dog.
Oh, well,
not Doggy
Doggy.
Doggy.
No, I had his album, please. I had that on repeat when I went through my African Bumbada phase.
Right.
I mean, we all did. Dr. Dre, Snoop
Dogg. Oh, the Dr. Dre, oh, the Chronic.
Yeah. Oh, the Chronic. And,
yes, Snoop Dogg.
Sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back.
With my money and my money and my mind and whatever.
Mind on my money and my money and my mind.
Snoopy do it. Snoopy D-O double G.
D-O double G.
Snoopy D-O double G and Dr. Dre are at your door. I got it. I spit those looking. 40-something still got it. Hey, everybody, it's that time in the show when I got to let you know that www.tcbpodcast.com is where you go to find out more about Chrissy and I, read all the show notes, watch all the video, and listen to all the audio. Our entire media library is at tcbpodcast.com, so go there and check it out. Also, there's a ton of excitement about our new collectible sticker series. If you would like your collectible sticker, please go to tcbpodcast.com to find out more about how you can get that sticker, and you can send us your information right from the website. Remember, we will never sell your information or give it away to sponsors. It's simply so we can send you the sticker and communicate with you in the future. 661 best to yo. That's 661, the word best, the number 2, yo. That's 661-237-8296 is where you can text us if you'd like to leave us a message, give us show ideas, say hello, or ask us a question. You can also call that number and leave a voicemail. At The Commercial Break on Instagram and youtube.com/The Commercial Break on YouTube. Please be kind and subscribe, like, rate, and review on your favorite podcast platform, or like our videos and leave a comment on YouTube. We sure would appreciate it. www.tcbpodcast.com and 661-237-8296 is how you get a hold of us. Thanks, and now a word from our sponsors.
Knock, knock.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey, are your credit card bills piling up and those interest rates keeping you up at night?
That is strange that you ask, my friend Chrissy Hoadley, because Lightstream, a division of SunTrust, is actually a brand new sponsor of ours here on The Commercial Break. And by the way, yes, to answer your question, yes, credit card bills keep me up at night.
Oh my gosh. Well, I think, you know, during the pandemic, things were really crazy. Some people, you know, lost their jobs and needed to kind of supplement with credit cards. Now maybe they've got another job again and they're looking to kind of pay things down. And those interest rates make it so hard to do, really make any headway at 19, 20, 22%.
It's crazy. Some of my credit card rates start at like 13 or 14%. And I mean, I don't have 900 credit score, but I also don't have a bad credit score.
And it might be smart to go ahead and pay off those credit card balances with a credit card consolidation loan. And these fixed rates start at 4.98% APR for people with excellent credit and an auto pay discount. And the interest rate is fixed for the entire life of the loan, which is the best part about, in my opinion, that's the best part about it, because you never have to worry about fluctuating rates, or maybe, you know, you have a bad month and you pay a bill late and then all of a sudden you're paying 5% more on your credit cards than you were before. Lightstream knocks all that stuff away. It basically locks in your rate at very low rates. Now, I think we should also tell the listeners, this is not a payday loan. This is not for people who have checkered credit history. This is for people who have been financially responsible otherwise and maybe hit a little bit of a rough spot during the pandemic.
Yeah, you know, you might have two or three credit cards that you've been kind of spacing things out, and now you're trying to pay one down and you're paying minimum payments on the other, and it feels like you're spinning your wheels and not getting anywhere. So I think this is a great option as far as being able to consolidate everything into one place with one monthly payment.
I agree with you 100%. I do have to say that one of the things that causes so much stress in everyone's life is concerns about money.
Money.
And so I think the people at Lightstream honestly are trying to help by offering these low rate loans from $5,000 to $100,000 so that you can get a little bit of relief, and specifically probably consolidating your credit card debt. The good people at Lightstream are offering a discount to TCB listeners if you go to lightstream.com/TCB. That's lightstream.com/TCB. lightstream.com/TCB. And if you do that, you get a special rate discount because you're a TCB listener and because the people at Lightstream are a sponsor of the show. So we encourage you to.
I'm already thinking about doing this.
I honestly am. We were talking to the people at Lightstream and we were both like,
this is a great idea.
Yeah. Does it count if we do it?
And it does.
Yeah. So the good people at Lightstream are offering these locked in low rate loans from $5,000 to $100,000 for people with good credit or better. You can visit lightstream.com/TCB. That's LIGHTSTREAM.com/TCB for your special rate discount. We'd like to say thank you to Lightstream.
Thank you.
And now it's time for the disclaimer. This offer is subject to credit approval. Rates range from 4.98% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rates require excellent credit, and terms and conditions do apply. Offers are subject to change without notice, so please visit lightstream.com/TCB for more information. LIGHTSTREAM.com/TCB for more information.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
I'm making Just keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Okay, I want to get right into it today because I got some exciting, exciting news.
Oh my God, Brian, what do you have?
You know, I spend most of my time ignoring my children and my wife and on the deep in the annals of the internet.
Yes.
And I really wanted to, like, I was curious. What do people think is a bad YouTube video, right?
Mm.
YouTube is a fickle bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can put out a video and you get one of our videos has 70, 80,000 views on it with lots of likes. And then we have other ones that are like hundreds of views with lots of dislikes, right? There's just, there's no rhyme or reason either. I mean, I'm the same idiot in the liked video as I am in the disliked video. And I don't get it.
I don't understand the dislike, the specific dislike.
I know, the specific dislike. I mean, I don't get it either. I think
if I don't like a video on YouTube, I just turn away from it. I click out of it.
Here's what I think. This is, and I've actually researched this because it started hurting my feelings early on, but now I don't give a shit.
Right.
But it hurt my feelings early on, and I was like, why are people like purposefully putting the thumbs down?
Yeah.
People who may not be used to using YouTube or the app YouTube, they may be disliking because they believe that can move you on to a different video. Like if you're scrolling through the suggested feed.
Right. Similar to like Pandora or Spotify.
Correct.
Okay,
it's
got
like
it.
It's like a learned
like,
behavior.
Don't show me more of this.
Don't show me more of this. I do not want to see this moron again. Which that I can understand, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, I
that
was
makes
like,
sense.
What is a video that's really disliked? So I go down this rabbit hole, and what I find is I find a video that's got about 4.5 million views on a channel called Jester. And Jester is a guy, right? And Jester has lots of videos, and he is roundly described as the worst YouTuber out there.
Oh.
One of his videos, he gets the phone number for Thanos.
Okay.
And yes, when I say Thanos, I mean the make-believe character in the Disney Marvel movies, Thanos.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay? Absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
I want to let you know that he is not the only one who has made a video of him calling Thanos. There are a number of people who have made a video of themselves calling Thanos.
Okay.
And here is the reason why people think they can call Thanos.
Uh-huh.
In the movie, whatever, Justice League, Supreme Warriors. What is that movie?
Yeah, it's, yes.
Yeah, yeah, the big one. You know, the one, right. Whatever.
Right.
The one where they all, where Thanos comes to destroy the world. Yes. The 3.5 hour movie that I walked out of, you know, an hour and a half in. Not because I don't like the
I
movie.
I like those movies.
Okay. But, you know, I had a kid, and at the time, yeah. just it didn't make sense for me to spend another 2 hours watching it. But Thanos... At some point, Iron Man picks up his phone, mm-hmm. and Thanos is calling him.
Oh.
And on the screen on the phone shows an actual phone number. That phone number starts with the prefix 678, which is Atlanta.
That is Atlanta.
So rather than it say Thanos or 555-5555, which is often what people do, right?
Uh-huh.
Or they'll put some novelty numbers. A lot of comedians will do that. They'll say, you know, yeah, you know, they'll have like a fake commercial. You know, if you want to get rich in the real estate world, call 622-7777. And then 622-7777 is some like prank line you call and there's like a funny little message.
Right.
But no, they gave them a phone number to put on the phone, the prop guys, and the prop guys put an actual person's phone number on that phone.
Ah.
And it made it, the cut made it to the movie. So now there is this phone number out there on the internet, starts with 678, won't give it away here, that was a person's phone number, is no longer, because of course they got right. you know, millions of fucking right. phone calls for Thanos, right? But now there's guys out there that are making videos that are clearly fake, but there are millions and millions of people who are liking these videos. It is unbelievable. This content is also not specifically for children. It's not on the YouTube for kids version.
Right.
It's actually, I would assume... meant for young adults.
Okay.
That believe that for some reason, some Yahoo named Jester can get a hold of Thanos. And not only is Jester going to call Thanos, he's going to FaceTime Thanos.
Mm-hmm.
Acting poorly, I might add, the entire time as if Thanos is going to answer the phone. Do you want, now, I've got the phone number for Thanos, and I figure at Perfect. Some point today we're going to call Thanos.
Yeah, we should.
But before we do that, would you like to take a listen to some of the video of this kid, of this guy, I say kid, he's not a kid, he's a gentleman, right?
Okay.
Of this gentleman making a video of him calling
sure.
Thanos. Would you like to go through this a little bit?
Okay,
I got a couple minutes of it. It's like 22 minutes long. I have a total of 8 minutes, 7 minutes or something.
Okay.
Ready?
Okay.
This is Jester on his groundbreaking video. I called Thanos at 3 a.m. That's the name of it. 3:30 in the morning, excuse me, because that's the devil's hour. He will explain that in a second.
Mm.
As if we're scared of 3:30 in the morning, right? As you have to wait to 3:30 to call Thanos. Let me set this up for you, by the way. Jester is in a gym. Not a gym where you work out gym, like a gym where the girls go to do the flips and twirls. Girls and guys go to do the
gymnastics.
Flips and twirls. Gymnastics gym, right? Mm-hmm. Why he's there, I have no idea. He's all by
yeah.
he's all by himself, okay. or so he says.
What is up, Jesters? Welcome back to another video. Tonight, I'm at Laws of Motion by myself, and I'm going to be trying to FaceTime Thanos from the Avengers Infinity War movie, the guy who possesses the Infinity Gauntlets. I'm going to be trying to FaceTime him at 3 o'clock in the morning. This may be my dumbest decision I've ever done, but I...
It's certainly your dumbest video. I do have to say this.
That voice is funny.
I know.
This is Jester, and I'm going to touch you right live from the gymnastics hall. Today, I'm going to call Thanos.
Think it would make for an incredible video, even if we are actually able to get a hold of him, if we're able to find a phone number that actually resembles his and we can contact...
What is a phone number that resembles his?
Right.
Like, what do you Google Thanos and it's like...
Similar, too.
That looks like a Thanos phone number if I've ever seen one.
Right.
I know it.
Him on FaceTime and see his face, talk to him how he would. And basically the whole idea around this is for me, you know, I want to get some answers for you guys. You know, if you guys have seen the movie, you guys saw the recent Avengers, then you guys know there was a huge message that was left untold and I really, really want to know. So maybe I can contact him, you know, get some answers out of him. That'd be pretty freaking...
Yeah, because he didn't give it away at the $1 billion movie. He's going to give it to Jester in the right. gymnasium.
Fucking cool.
Man. So bad. These people like this video. There's like 2 million likes on this video. It's insane. He must have bought those likes.
Okay.
Must have.
Now, for those of you who are new to my channel and you have...
How, can someone not like our material? And then they go and they watch someone pretending to call Thanos at 3 a.m. in an empty gymnasium, and they like that material.
Right.
What are we doing wrong?
Maybe we need to call Thanos like we're about to do.
I haven't seen a video from myself. Today, I'm going to be FaceTiming Thanos at 3 a.m. because 3 a.m. is the devil's hour. It's pretty much the hour where the most paranormal activity, like the creepiest, the scariest stuff, like where all the ghosts, demons, all these sort of creepy things happen, and it's only throughout this 1 hour.
That's scientifically proven, by the way. I just want you to know that.
I'm wondering if people are just like really high or exhausted at 3 a.m. and so they're seeing stuff happen.
True story.
There's a ghost.
I'm wondering if that's when all these ghost hunters, yeah, they all have gotten together and agreed.
Quick, back to the nerve center.
Yeah. Back to the nerve center. It's 3 a.m. It's the devil's hour. Yippee! Aw, guys, I'm sorry.
Normally, when I FaceTime these characters, they go berserk. They go absolutely nuts, and I can't imagine already FaceTiming someone who is already nuts. So,
try FaceTiming my ex-girlfriend. You want right. to get a load of somebody at 3
Wait,
in the morning?
Wait, so he's FaceTiming other characters, he said?
This guy is just like babbling on about bullshit. It's like, so normally when I FaceTime other movie characters, yeah, things go sideways. This guy's really crazy. Like, normally, buddy, you need a friend. Normally, I was on the phone with Rocky Raccoon last night, and we were exchanging gift recipes.
It's probably going to add on to the craziness, but without further ado, guys, let's get straight into it. I'm going to go ahead and search for his phone number. All right, so as you guys can see right here, I got my phone open, and it's pretty straightforward. All I am doing right now is I'm on Google, as you guys can see, and I'm going to be searching up Thanos and then phone number. So I'm going to type that in. And there we have it right there.
Is that how you Google?
There we have it right there. Is that how you Google? Shit, I've been doing it wrong the whole time. Normally, I open up my phone, I throw it on the ground, and I go, Google! Where's Thanos? Oh, there it is. Pretty straightforward. Mm-hmm. Just got Thanos' phone number. Pretty straightforward. Wonder Woman's address is right here.
Yeah, it's right there.
You can see I'm going to press go, and let's see what kind of results I get. So I see a phone number already. I don't know what exactly that is. There's a couple I can already see in images. I'm going to scroll through it, maybe look at a couple of them. Seems like there's a lot of restaurants named this. I'm going to have to specify.
Let's go down to Thanos.
Hey, man,
beer.
Let's go down to Thanos yeah. Burgers and get ourselves some of those world-famous French fries. And certain universe destruction. So stupid. Welcome to Thanos.
Is that like medieval times?
Yes. Welcome to Thanos. How may I destroy you tonight? Table for 450 superheroes?
I think. And probably put some sort of Avengers in front of it so that they know that I'm talking about Thanos.
Who's they? How are they going to know? What are you talking about? It's Google. There's no they. Yeah. There's not a person on the other end going, it's Chester! He wants Thanos' phone number. Everybody get together. It's like there's some big red button that gets pushed.
Yeah.
It's Chester. He's got 2.5 million subscribers. Quick, get him Thanos' phone number. Come on, man. Practice this before you recorded it?
No, that's how they know.
From the Avengers, and not something completely off of topic. So I'm going to go ahead and search for it. I'm going to find the number, put it in my phone, and I'll get back to you guys when I have found it.
Okay, we'll be right here waiting for you. Let's get back to you guys.
Bated breath.
Hey, everybody that's listening on Fireside right now, Chrissy and I are going to go look up Pink Panther's phone number. We'll be back when we get it to you.
Yeah, just hold tight.
Yeah.
5 minutes later.
Oh my God, I hate that fucking thing. 5 minutes later. It's not even funny.
And just like that, a few minutes later, I have found Thanos' phone number. Hopefully that's a proper number. I see a FaceTime option, which hopefully means that this is the real one. And when I FaceTime him, we will actually be able to see him on the camera. And we'll see if this is the legit Thanos, which it might take me a few tries to find the proper number because there was a bunch of phone numbers that I went through. And, as I showed you guys, if you guys want to try this, you guys can go and search for the number yourself. But I'm not going to show you the number just in case anything too crazy happens at 3 a.m. I don't want you guys to be in any sort of danger.
Danger?
I'm protecting you from right. my own bullshit. I don't want anything to happen to you like you find out that I'm completely full of horse crap. So what I want you to do is put your phones away and don't try and dial Thanos.
Yep.
I'm the only one with his special phone number. And it's got a FaceTime logo, so clearly it's true. Which, by the way, anytime he shows the screen, it's completely blurred. So you don't know what's going. You don't know what he's Googling or what he's doing.
Okay.
And when's the last time a Google took a couple minutes? You know, he's like, here I am a couple minutes later. I came
five
up.
Minutes later.
5 minutes later. How many minutes does it take your Google to work?
Yeah, mine's pretty quick.
He's got goggle. I'm going to goggle him real quick.
By the way, it reminds me to mention, do not try this anywhere. Do not try this at home. Do not try this at 3M.
You just told us if we wanted to try it, it's okay. And now you're telling us not to try it anywhere. What are you giving? He's giving some kind of
Don't
disclaimer.
Don't try this at home.
He's giving some kind of disclaimer as if someone's going to sue him. Dying on Channel 2 Action News. Boy calls Thanos, destroys the universe. First lawsuit filed in federal court.
Please just leave it to the videos. Watch what I do.
Leave it to the professionals to call Thanos.
Yeah.
Do this so that you guys can experience it with me. So with that being said, guys, I'm going to give him a call and let's see if he answers. All right. Just got to press the call and let's.
Is that how you call? I've been waiting to work that iPhone. Nice.
Let's hope this works.
Press the call button.
Okay, so it's ringing so far.
Oh, legit.
And it's just ringing. Hopefully, he'll actually pick up. And if he does, guys, we are in for a surprise. Like, this is... Oh!
Hello?
Yo, guys, look. Hello? It's me, Jesse.
It's me, Jesse. I told your agent I'd be calling.
It's me. It's me, Jesse.
It's me, Jesse. We were the one that I was emailing with you back and forth. You remember me? I met you at the superhero trade show. You told me, you gave me your FaceTime number.
How do you have my number? Nobody has my number.
I found it off Google. I just wanted to call you at 3M.
Nobody has my number except for Google. So stupid. What are we doing wrong, YouTube? We get 70% likes on one of our videos. This guy's got 2 million. Uh-huh. What did we do wrong? Does anybody believe this is valuable content in any way, shape, or form? Listen, I don't know Jesse. I don't know Jester. I don't know who he is. I don't know what he, I mean, maybe people love him for some other reason. This is the only video I've literally ever watched from this guy. But it doesn't entice me to want to watch
more.
I did not smash that subscribe bell at the end of this video. No, I'm just letting you know.
No. I'm okay. Come in.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning. You have to call whoever the hell you want.
I'm sorry.
You know who I am?
Well, I'm sorry. Aren't you Thanos?
I'm the real Thanos. Nobody else possesses this gauntlet.
Wait.
Nobody else possesses this number except for everybody who can Google it. Anybody who can wait 5 minutes for Google to get the to get the phone number back.
This is really bad.
He said, "I come in peace."
I couldn't understand what he was saying.
Is this the real Thanos? Is this the real Thanos? Yeah, you can't understand what he's saying because he's got a bad vocalizer on it.
And there's no updates when it comes to this.
Is that the real... Is that...
Hey, hang up. Why don't you hang up? Hang up! You hang up. No, you hang up. You hang up. No, you hang up. This is the real Thanos. I control the universe, but I can't take your phone away. Verizon won't let me disconnect.
Hang up.
I'm having problems with my Android.
Actually, the real thing? Yeah.
I want you to close this call and forget the situation ever happened.
Okay.
And if you don't, well, you're going to see what's going to happen.
You're going to see. Come get you some of this.
Come get you some of this. Come get you some of this. Bigfoot, yee-hoo! Yip, yippee! Oh, Lord. Oops, sorry.
It's not pretty pleasant.
Okay, calm down. I don't even think you're real.
Calm down. And that's what you say to Thanos. Calm down. Calm down. That's like telling someone who's upset to calm down.
That's the worst.
That's the worst.
That is the worst. Yeah. Why don't you just calm down?
First rule of marriage. Never tell anybody to calm down.
No.
Show yourself.
Show yourself.
You're on FaceTime. You're on FaceTime, dude. Show yourself.
Oh my god.
Guys.
No way. Guys, that's the real Infinity Gauntlet. Did you see how it lit up?
Oh my god. Infinity what?
Who knows what this guy is talking about? He's in a full-blown delusion. No, my god, it's real infinity knowledge.
I'm in the gym.
I'm going down the hole. Woo! Nope, you're just in the foam pit, bro.
I did not think that was real, okay? His face wasn't showing. I saw a bit of the glove, a little bit of the gauntlet, not too much of it. But guys, that's the legit thing. That is the real thing right there. And he hung up the call literally right after he said that. He said, he's coming for me, guys. He's literally coming for me. What the hell do I do at this point? Like, what do I even do versus Thanos?
Don't call the police. Don't call your parents. Don't call your friends and family. What you need to do is stay in that empty gym, turn off all the lights, and unlock the doors.
Right. That's
what
the
you
best
need
way.
To do. That's right. The real Thanos is coming after you. Guys, what do I do? As if it's a live video.
What do I do now?
Hit that subscribe bell and tell me what to do next. I'll be back in a few minutes.
No, it's okay. But I couldn't even believe that was the real thing because there was no face. It was just some like white misty area with his glove. He showed us his glove, guys, which means that must be the real thing. Did you guys see how it lit up? That's the real thing.
Oh my! That's the real thing. Whoa! Whoa!
Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby.
This guy, remember the guy who wrote The Artist? What was his name? The Artist, that horrible movie? Yeah, the movie. This guy, I took acting lessons from that guy.
Shh. Oh, crap. Guys, I think he's here. Did you guys see that? Did you guys hear that?
Yes, we did. No, we didn't. We're watching a YouTube video. What do you think? We're standing right next to you. You're doing such a good job of bringing us right in the room with you.
Yeah.
Where's flashlight? I need to close the lights now. No. Shoot.
I'm going to turn the lights out because that's what you do when scary things come towards
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
You don't want to see them. You and I have no idea what's coming at
right.
you.
Right.
What is coming at you?
You just want like a white mist.
Yeah, you want a white mist.
And a glove popping out.
This video brought to you by Sierra Mist. Refreshing flavor with that Pepsi Cola touch.
Oh my god. Crap. This door's locked. Oh god, guys. This is not good. Okay, I need to hide really fast. Oh my god.
I don't know what's going on in this video because, first of all, he's got like sound effects way too loud and he's just running from corner to corner. If you watch the video, he's running from corner to corner with, first of all, a huge ring light attached to his phone, right? And then additionally, a flashlight. At one point, we'll get to it. So at one point, he says, I'm going to turn all the lights off. And then he keeps the ring light on. He's like, that way you can't see if I'm coming.
Guys, this is not good, okay? If Thanos is actually at this gym, I'm screwed. I will not make past this video, okay?
Yay! You don't say.
This could be very, very bad.
No, it's already very, very bad.
Yeah, no.
It's bad for everybody who's watching.
Yeah, it's going to get worse.
It's going to get worse from here. There's another 27 minutes to go.
Oh, my God.
Like Avengers. It's 2 hours too long.
I'm going to stay as quiet as I can. I'm going to close the light on my camera, and I'm going to listen for any sort of noises, any sort of bangs, or any sort of walking, and I'm really, really hoping.
Why are you still talking? If Thanos is really in there, what are you talking about? Why are you giving us a play-by-play of what you're going to do? I'm going to listen in case I hear any footsteps, any banging, any doors
yeah.
opening, any ants marching, mm-hmm. any Dave Matthews.
He doesn't know where I am.
By the way, before I'm going to die, hit that subscribe bell.
Yeah, right.
Hit me up at the Jester on Instagram. At commercial break. Hit me up at the commercial break. I'm passing the baton on to the commercial break.
He's really taking a lot of time to do this.
He said, listen, Chrissy, this goes on for... So I'm gonna get to the second part because this is what you hear. He just starts making... You know, someone's making noises in the background and he's
sure.
like...
right.
And he turns his head with his huge ring light in the gym. And you, by the way, at one point, there's a mirror. you know, like a gyms have a bunch of mirrors.
Yes.
So he's hiding in the corner, but the corner is full of mirrors, uh-huh. right? And so what you see is you can see that there's clearly two other people on the other side of this, like yeah. directing it, you know, like yeah. banging on the wall. And yeah. it's like such bad editing. It's just bad. 4 million views. I'm just reminding uh-huh. you, this has you 4 million
views. Someone see me. What the hell that was? It kind of looked like a laser or something. It sounded kind of like that. He's in.
Pew, 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 pew. Pew, pew, pew. Pew, 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 pew. Sounded like a laser that could destroy the world. It went right over my head. It didn't manage to destroy anything in the gym.
No.
But it could have.
Yeah.
In the gym right now, guys. I know he is. I didn't see where that came from.
I want to remind you, this guy is not playing this for satire. This is not a joke. He's like, I think he's actually trying to make people believe, I would imagine young adults, yeah. that Thanos is in the gym with him, hell-bent on destroying the
right.
Earth.
Consequences for FaceTime.
Yeah, yes, that's right.
Guys, maybe somehow he's like controlling the gauntlet to do this work for him while he's not here. I'm not sure what's going on, guys. I'm going crazy, okay? I'm going crazy this
time. I'm going crazy.
I think you showed up crazy. I think you're going crazy. I think you are there, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so this goes on for minutes and minutes. And I want to let you know that this is not the only video out there where someone has dialed Thanos with mm-hmm. a similar overdramatic, you know, interpretation of what would happen if you actually called Thanos.
Okay.
So, to be fair to Jesse and Jester and all these other guys who are out there calling Thanos, there's another guy that's twice as obnoxious as this guy, but I couldn't even stomach playing 6 minutes of that guy. He was just too out of control. And I won't even say the name of it, but I'll just say this. You know, the like and subscribe game is what it's all about.
Yes.
On, you have to like things, you have to subscribe it so you get views, right?
Mm-hmm.
This other guy who, if I mean, whatever. Anyway, this other guy says like and subscribe every 20 seconds,
okay.
right? He'll be like, oh my God, guys, it's Thanos. It's Thanos. Like and subscribe to the video. Here comes Thanos. Like he's going to kill me. Like and subscribe. Guys, make sure that if I'm going to die, I don't do it in vain. Like and subscribe. Buy my merch. He says it every 20 seconds. I couldn't believe it. That'll be a different video. We'll go over that video in a different time
okay,
for a different
yeah.
matter. But I thought, to be fair to Jesse and all these other people who are calling Thanos, right,
yeah.
that we should ourselves dial Thanos.
We should.
And see what happens.
Okay.
Do you want to do that?
Yeah, let's do
okay,
it.
Okay, so I'm going to type it into Google. Beep, boop, 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 boop.
Go to the Google machine.
I'm going to go to the Google machine. Mm-hmm. I'm going to type it in, and we'll be back in 12 to 17 minutes when Google comes back
right.
with it. Oh, here it is. It's an actual FaceTime number. Let's call Thanos.
Okay.
Here we go. This is the actual Thanos number, guys. Okay. This is really, guys.
Like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe. Buy my merch at the commercial break on Instagram. It's ringing, guys. Guys, it's ringing. If he answers, we're fucked.
Go for Thanos.
Oh, my God, it's Thanos. We got a hold of the real
Thanos.
Hey, Thanos, how are you?
How did you get this number?
I'm sorry. Did I catch you at a bad time?
No. I'm just chilling out, smoking some weed, and getting ready to destroy the Earth.
Oh,
okay,
cool.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to bother you.
Sure, I don't mind that people call at all.
Oh, okay, great. Nice. Well, listen, it's Brian and Chrissy from the commercial race.
Good for you.
What up, Thanos?
Good for you.
We were just listening to that Jesse guy. Jesse Jester. I don't know if you know him. He made a whole YouTube video with you. Apparently you were at some gym in the middle of nowhere.
That guy's an asshole. Good for you.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize Jesse was such a sensitive subject.
You tell Jester to leave me alone.
We'll pass along that information.
So I just wanted to let you know, I mean, I know you're busy. I know you got to destroy the Earth and everything. You're busy, putting together the twiddle sticks or stones or whatever that is that you're doing. So how's that going?
Listen, I was going to, I was going to put the rings together and all the stones and all that bullshit and basically destroy the whole universe. But I'm looking at you guys. I figure you're doing a good enough job yourselves. I can take the week off. You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying. Yeah,
true.
We've really managed to put ourselves in a pickle down here on Earth.
Yep.
Do you think there's any way you could help?
Additionally, if this little piece of cloth you put over your mouth is going to save the Earth and half the boneheads won't do it, well, you know, you guys are fucked.
I might agree with
Seems
you.
Seems like that.
Okay. Well, listen, we don't want to bother you too much. We know you've got to run around to other YouTube videos and make an appearance, and subscribe my video. Could you just do us a favor and say like and subscribe?
Okay, gotta go. The wife's screaming that I need to put the baby to bed. Talk to you soon. Best to you.
Best to you.
Best to you, brother. Best to you, brother.
Nice.
Good for you.
Good for you. Talk to you soon.
Good for you.
Okay, I'll pass along the message to Jesse.
That guy's an asshole.
How is it that Jesse gets 5.5 million, you know, you know how much money that guy's probably making off 4.5 million subscribers, 2.5 million subscribers?
No.
He's probably making I don't know. I can't even guess. It's got to be like at least $500,000 a year that he's making on ad revenue.
Really?
I don't know. Yeah. I think there's like big money in that. I think you get like a 5 cents per subscriber a year is like the average or something like that.
Okay.
So if you've got 2.5 million subscribers, then you're making, about $500,000 a year. We're up to like, I don't know, seven.
Maybe we should like
seven
pivot.
Subscribers.
We should pivot in our course of action.
We should. Maybe we should just become YouTubers.
Good for you.
Thanks, Thanos. I appreciate it. I knew you were going to agree.
That guy's an asshole.
I like Gopher Thanos.
Gopher Thanos.
Right. That was a nice touch.
It was a nice touch. What amazes me about all of these videos that I found about Thanos and calling Thanos and all this other stuff is that you can take something so incredibly fake.
Like right.
Clearly, you know, Thanos does not exist. There is no Thanos. It was a movie and people don't really, I think even my children who are 3 and 1
get it.
Probably get that Thanos is not a real thing. You know, Thanos is actually not coming down from the sky.
Sure, I don't mind if people call it all.
Thanks, buddy. But and then they turn it into these videos, and you know, all of a sudden they're making millions of dollars off of these videos people are liking.
What a world!
Do you believe that people are? Do you believe that these guys may be paying for these views? And these likes?
I mean, very, very likely, right? Aren't there agencies that just are people out there that just do these?
Agencies that just do this all the whole time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like probably the same agency that does those Bigfoot guys. It's John Popper. It's skinny John Popper. Look out, he's in the woods. Oh, no.
He's got a nest.
He's got a nest. I have to believe that
we've got to revisit that.
Oh, yeah.
That
we'll do Bigfoot in the whole. I mean, listen, that is just classic TCB material, but I don't want to burn it out. You know, there's a lot of it. And I don't want to I don't want to make people think we're all about, you know, just Bigfoot 24 hours a day. We did do, I think, three episodes straight in a row of it. I'm just curious. I always get curious when I find, I've been noticing Instagram in a different way lately.
Okay.
We talked last week, we did under, right? Overrated, underrated, or right on. And we talked about Instagram. And I said it was overrated, but I mainly may feel that way because we don't have anybody following us on Instagram. We cannot, for the life of us, get anybody to follow us on Instagram. We can get people to listen to the show, but we just can't get them I'm looking at Instagram and Facebook and YouTube in a completely different way since I watched that fake famous. Now I'm looking at it like, are these people just playing the game? Are they just feeding the monster? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if this guy makes $500,000 on the views, right, because of the advertising revenue, could he take 100,000 of that and really build himself a nice channel that appears to be legit and is getting promoted a lot out there on the YouTube suggestions box because of all of these fake likes, comments, and subscribers that he gets. Now, I'm not saying that is actually happening. I don't know Jesse or Jester. I don't know his channel. And again, maybe he's very popular for lots of different reasons, and this is just a dumb video I found of him. But I look at things with a completely cynical eye now. And I knew this was happening to some degree. But when you watch that movie, it's clear that it's happening To every degree. Like, right. Everybody is doing
right.
this.
Right.
Like, there is a podcast that we are aware of that you go to their Instagram page, and they've got, like, 225,000 followers on their Instagram page.
Yeah.
And they get less than 5 people to ever like any of their posts. Mm-hmm. And there very rarely are there comments on their posts. And I just happen to understand how much traffic they may or may not get because I've had a conversation with them about it, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wow.
Something's
off, right? Yeah. There's no parody here. It doesn't,
right.
You know, like, I know that if we have so many listeners and we can't get 1,000 people to like our Instagram, how do they have that many less listeners and then get 225,000 people to like their Instagram? So now I'm looking at everything with like a cynical eye. I'm like, oh, this sucks. You know, are we ever going to get ahead? Are we ever going to,
I think we just keep on.
One of my life's goals is to be a micro influencer. I want to be a micro influencer getting micro payments from micro sponsors.
Perfect. We're well on the way. We are well on the way.
I want to be an influencer at the tender age of 62. Yeah. Hi, I'm Brian Green, and I'm a micro influencer. I'm talking to you. Yes, you.
The one person.
Yes, your mom paid me to talk to you. You got to stop playing the video games, man. It's not taking you anywhere in life. Hi, this is Brian Green from the commercial break, and I'd like to thank this week's sponsor, Bob's Mom. Bob's Mom wanted to let you know that Bob needs to get off her couch and stop playing the video games, find himself a wife, and finally finish that college degree. Thanks, Bob's Mom. Now back to the show.
I am a micro. I'm a micro influencer.
I influence one person. That is awesome. I do want to be.
Yes. We might already be micro influencers. Yeah. I think we do have like two or three people that
listen to us. We do have two or three people. We know that we have two or three people that are doing whatever we tell them to do. And today's show is brought to you by Natalie's husband. Natalie's husband would like to let him know that the kids are hungry. And he forgot how to cook mac and cheese. Could we order pizza tonight?
Yep.
And now back to the commercial break. Today's show is brought to you by Danny's boss. Danny's boss would like to know if he's really sick or just calling in sick. Because he's hungover.
We might have we hit upon a niche.
I think so. If you would like to micro-sponsor our show, we'll give you a list of both of our listeners. You can see if they're in your target audience. This is a great idea. Why did we not think of this?
Yes. I like it.
Today's show is sponsored by Brian's Kids. Brian's Kids. Feeling abandoned. Brian's kids would like to remind Brian that he has kids. Oh, man. This is a brilliant, brilliant, mm-hmm. brilliant idea. Mm-hmm. I love this.
I love it, too. We're on to something.
Today's episode is sponsored by the IRS. The IRS would like to remind Bob that his taxes are due. Don't fuck us, Bob. We know where you live. We know what you listen to. Today's episode is brought to you by Verizon. Jennifer,
would you like
to bundle your cable and auto?
And student loans.
And student loans. Today's episode is brought to you by Tyler's girlfriend. I'm going to wear whatever I want to work, Tyler. Now back to the commercial break.
I think it's a fantastic idea.
I think it's a great idea.
Yep. Yep. We'll get a little sales sheet, print it up.
That's right. Today's episode is brought to you by Tina's boss. Tina, you're fired. Thanks for the years of service. Clean out your desk. Now back to the commercial break. Today's episode is brought to you by Waffle House. Dave, we have your car keys. Right. However, we don't know where your car is. Must have been an interesting night. Call us. 1-800-Waffle House.
Yes.
Oh,
I love it.
Man, I'm all about it. Oh, that's a good one, Chrissy. I don't know why we didn't think of this. Micro content, micro sponsors, micro influencers. Come on.
Micro.
Call 661 best 2 yo. 661, the word best, the number 2, and yo. Send us pictures of you liking, rating, reviewing, or subscribing to the podcast or the YouTube channel. And we're going to send you sticker number 1. We're doing a series of collectible stickers, and sticker number 1 is now out in conjunction with our visit to Menfo, October 1st through the 3rd, 2021. We're going to be there. If you'd like tickets, I don't think there are many left. May not be tickets left, but anyway, go to menfofest.com for more information. If you'd like to, maybe you can pick up a ticket or two. Let us know if you're going to be there, and we would love to see you. We are going to Menfo. Partnering with CastBox to be there. CastBox is a podcast provider. You can download that application anywhere, Android or Apple. We'll also be going live from Fireside. Our good friends at Fireside are letting us go live from Fireside. So there you go.
Let's go live.
This episode brought to you by Fireside. Yes, you can go live. Fallon says, cool, man. Yeah, now back to the commercial break.
Do it.
What if we just did like little like text message type messages? How about you text while we're recording and we'll give your message out? It's like $5 a piece, right?
Yeah.
Bob, don't forget the dry cleaning. We'll be back after these commercial breaks.
I love it.
So anyway, we're going to be going live from Menfo on Fireside. So download the Fireside app if you haven't already. And tcbpodcast.com is where you go. You can find out more about Chrissy and I. Read all the show notes. Get all of the sponsor discounts and codes and all that stuff is on the show notes there at tcbpodcast.com. Watch all the videos. Listen to all the audio all from one place. Or you can hit us up on youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. At the commercial break on Instagram. It's a lot of stuff. 661 best 2 yo. Send us those pictures with your address and your name, and we'll make sure we get you sticker and swag, t-shirts, cups, mugs, all kind of stuff that we have. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're super excited about all,
yeah.
Super excited about our swag game.
I think the weather's going to be really nice.
Oh, the weather's going to be beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's already started. Like, it's not chilly, but there's like a nip in the air.
There is. It's like a cool.
Yeah.
A little. Couple degrees.
Yeah, like here in Atlanta, you don't sweat 24 hours a day. You sweat like 22 hours a day. That's when you know that the weather's changing.
Exactly.
That and the horrible sinus headache that I've had for like 6 straight days.
Oh, no.
I know. And additionally, all the leaves in my pool.
No.
I don't have one fucking tree in my backyard, and every leaf in the entire neighborhood makes its way to my pool. And then I got to go out there and clean it up. And frogs and snakes and bunnies and all kind of shit out of my pool.
Why don't you just cover it up?
I do in the winter. Yeah. I cover in the winter. But, you know, it's a pool. You want to be able to use it. Yeah. But it's so big, it never really gets warm. So you're always just swimming in cold water. Whatever. It's a pool. Get a pool, they say. It'll be a ton of fun, they say. Takes care of itself, they said.
No.
No.
I know. It doesn't take care of itself.
Oh, my God. It's like money. It's like a hole I just keep pouring water and money into. That's it. But my children love it, so maybe I'll keep it.
Aw, sweet.
Okay, that's all I can do. Make sure you hit us up at 661 best 2 yo. Leave us a message with the phrase best to you, and we'll send you a sticker. You know, get in touch with us, and we'll send you some swag. Okay, I love you.
I love you, Brian.
Best to you.
Best to yo.
What else can we accomplish today?
I think that's it.
Okay, and best to you out there in the podcast universe. Thanks for joining us on Fireside. Until next time, we must bid adieu and say bye.
The commercial break. New episodes on Tuesdays and now Fridays. New YouTube clips drop daily at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Visit tcbpodcast.com for access to our entire media library. Follow us at The Commercial Break on Instagram. Each episode is written and produced by Brian Green, co-hosted by Chrissy Hoadley, with additional content provided by Tina Connolly.